So light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Welcome home to light it up alive.
Hey, we're back. Now, I'm losing my voice. Welcome to the episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. Can't get my music to play. It's driving me nuts. But hey, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, man. You know, hey, you don't do it alone, though, bro. You always got your co-host.
Oh, Josh. Yeah. I was saying it threw me off so much. I'm trying to get the intro music to play.
Restream's acting strange today.
It's acting strange. But yeah, I'm your host, John, and I don't do it alone because I got my boy Josh with me.
What's happening, Kevin? How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? This is really making me mad that our intro music ain't going to work, so I'm going to continue to try to get it to go because I want to hear it. It's not working.
Well, it's not working.
Okay.
Not working. Yeah,
that's for another day, I guess. But man.
No, that'll be after the show. What do you mean? Like, hold on, I'm going away. We gotta fix this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Who knows? Yeah, it's acting a little funky today.
Sounds good, what you mean?
Oh man. Yeah. Enjoying my weekend off and watched a little bit of soccer.
Yeah.
And
we're gonna watch this a little bit of Conor McGregor today in a little bit.
Yeah,
huh?
A little bit of Conor McGregor. Yeah.
I mean, I'm rooting for him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you're just gonna watch the fight. Yeah.
I'm gonna root for McGregor. You know what I mean? I was a huge fan.
Hand behind his back, boy.
You know what I mean? I was a huge fan, but he did some things that made me mad.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? But I think I got over that. So Yeah, I don't know what's going on with our music. I'm still trying to work it out. Yeah, I'm still messing with it, and nothing's working right. So
we're working. I'm working.
We're working. Yeah, we're working. Man. You know, I mean, it's gonna nothing seems to be working right now. But we're able to talk and we're on. But I can't get nothing working. That's driving me nuts. But yeah, it's episode 47, my brother.
Good episode. I like 47. That's one of my favorite numbers. You know,
figured we'd have a good time, and we wouldn't be so serious. Then we'd lighten it up. So today's show is Life Before Google, Josh.
Ooh, my favorite part of life.
Life before Google, my man. And
did you see that? We had to change our text to Google. You know what I mean? I know you upgraded yours a while back, but the date was the 6th, and I held on all the way to the 6th.
Yeah.
And when I did that, now people, when I call them, like the clients and stuff, they see my Google. You know what I mean?
My name's
not what my Google name was. You know what I'm saying? I was like, they're like, who is this? I'm like, what do you mean? Who is this? I don't know. It kind of messed me up.
And now, here's John and Josh.
Hey, that one worked.
That one's working.
Little ladies, I'm gonna click all the soundboards.
Oh, now
what happened, Captain?
Now we're working. Hey, Hey, we're back.
Yeah, there you go. Unless they don't do it all over. Right?
But hey, we're working. That's good.
Well, we elevate minds and waste your time.
That was driving me nuts. That nothing was working. I guess we didn't have enough pre-show in the pre-show.
No. I had family visit, and it happened.
Yeah, it happens. You know what I mean? It's a fun start. We normally have a different kind of intro, but that's okay. Tonight we're gonna have some fun, man. We was off for a couple weeks, but we're back. We're back, and we got some exciting things coming up for the show, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But I always like to let you guys know, don't forget about YouTube. We got a YouTube channel. Go over to the YouTube and in the search bar, all one word, put the @ symbol and light it up live, and you'll find us, man. You'll find that little symbol above Josh's head, and you can do us a favor and go there, subscribe, like, share the videos, and you can check out all our past videos, all our past shows, and you can check us out right there. Do us a favor.
Yeah, man. It's free. I mean, it's 100% free. Always doing free. You know what I mean?
It's always going to be free. We ain't going to charge somebody for this, man.
So life without Google. Let me ask you this. Life before Google, okay? Uh-huh. Do you remember AOL, right?
Yep.
Like I know for PC people like myself, I don't know if you had a computer back then, you know what I'm saying? But you had to get the disk. Gave you like 500 free minutes online.
Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then when that one expired, you'd get another free disk. And, you know, it was just a scam. But it was cool, man.
The whole dial-up.
The whole dial-up. I mean, the internet speed was terrible. And, I mean, you still could look stuff up, but you just didn't have a one search engine that kind of like...
Yeah.
I'm not a big Google fan myself. You know, I'm not a Googler. Yeah.
Not a Googler?
No, not a Googler. I mean, I do look up like things I know will be accurate. Like, hey, who won NASCAR last year? You know what I'm saying? Like, of course. Okay, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? But anything like, you know me, I like things about the Bible. You know what I mean? And then Google's like, you're crazy. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to know. Yeah.
You guys don't forget, too, you can interact with the show. If you chat over there in Chatland on Twitch, YouTube, or Facebook, we can see it. And we can put it up on the show and we can interact with you live on the air. But, how old were you when Google came out, man? I was about 24, 23 or 24 because I looked it up. And actually, they actually created it and launched it in, I think, 97, it said. And so, man, I was like 23, 24 years old.
I was 20 then.
When Google first came out, man.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a small search engine, kind of like DuckDuckGo is right now. You know what I mean? Very small. I mean, we used it. It was cool. But what it is today is a titan. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it is one of the biggest things in the world. Well, yeah. Like, you can't use your cell phone without a Google account. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's all of us. You know what I mean? That's every person with this. I mean, there are, like Patriot Mobile. They'll offer you a phone where you can opt out of the Google. Or you can get a Google free phone. But, yeah.
Yeah, or those iPhone people.
I think they still have to have a Google account. Yeah. iPhones have to use Google.
Didn't know that.
Because, I mean, I tell you what, I'd have been an iPhone person. I'd have been like, word, y'all don't have to use. No, they do.
Yeah. I remember, man, and we're going to talk about different things like before Google, like GPS, dude. We didn't have GPS back in the day, bro. We didn't have this GPS readily available. Rand and McNally map books. Yeah, that's right.
This book was bigger than your windshield.
Boy, pulling over for directions, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or you'd have to actually go to a gas station in the town you're at, and you got a local map. They always had a map, and you're looking for the street, like, there it is, where's that? And they're like, right over there.
What about MapQuest?
That was the first part of the technological thing, you know what I mean? Yeah, you could actually go print out your own directions.
And if you missed an exit, that meant you had to figure it out yourself. There wasn't no. Yeah. recalculating. Right? There wasn't no recalculating. Right. You had to do it yourself.
You're looking at the passenger like it rises in the east and sets in the west, right? Well, then we're going the right way. You know what I mean? Like, just keep going.
Man, pull over, stop at the gas station.
Oh man, thank God we got GPS today. With the price of gas, could you imagine just winging it?
Oh, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. I just got a text, but he's okay. Hold on. I'm gonna send somebody something. Hold on. Okay, wait a minute. I just got a text from somebody that might be joining the show. Haha, let's go. Yeah, we're live on air, but I just got a surprise text. Let's see, he's responding right now. Haha, he's powering up the studio. We got a surprise guest coming in, buddy.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man, Mr. LaShawn Pryor.
That's what's up.
Remember Mr. LaShawn Pryor, bro?
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, he just goes sit in with us and hang out, man. Yeah. Right. I had him up early. I said, hey, man, you want to hang out with us? You know, because he had a good time with us. You know, no guest appearance, no nothing. Just come and hang out with the boys, man. And he didn't answer me. He just said, man, yeah, I would love to tonight, but you're probably already on air. So I decided to send him a link. I said, shoot, come on, let's go. Jump on in with us. This will be a fun topic.
That's cool, man.
What's the most lost you've ever been?
Oh, very good. All right. Yeah. Really bad, man. Like really, really bad. Okay. I was in Hartford, New York. Okay. And I'm looking for this lady's street and I can't find it. I call the lady. I'm like, ma'am, I'm in your town and I'm naming streets because I ain't never heard of that in my life. I've lived here my whole life. She's like, let's go over the whole address. All right. Blah, 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 blah. Hartford, Connecticut. Yeah. And I'm like, oh God. I'm in Hartford, New York. And she's like, well, that's pretty far from me, you know, because it was upstate. Oh, man. No. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm looking at the map book. Like, it's going to take me like all day to go down through New York. You know what I mean? I was like, you know what? Look at that mountain road. That mountain road was no fun, bro. That was hills have eyes. The people in that mountain road was scary. Yeah,
for people that don't know it, Josh and myself, we put in a long stint of our life as movers. We traveled the country moving people's stuff. And all over the country. So when it comes down to talking about not having Google or GPS or any of that kind of stuff, boy, we are familiar, man. We traveled this whole country with MapQuest and map books. You pull your map book out, but it wouldn't get you down. You know, you'd have to go down to the city and it would kind of get you in there, but not as easy as press a button and just follow directions.
No, you actually had to read road names as they're coming.
Yeah, dude.
Like, okay, that's Kansas. That's Ohio. Yeah, that's Ohio. Right. There's Kentucky. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm telling you what, my favorite was when you ask somebody for directions. All right. You're like, look, I don't know where the old barn burned down back 3 years ago. Okay. I don't. The old Winn-Dixie. Yeah. Nope. I'm not from here, sir. You know, could you just give me some road names, you know? But. Like, go down by Aunt Ma's house, make a left. Like, who's Aunt Ma? Your Aunt Ma? My Aunt Ma lives in Florida. Aunt Ma's don't even exist. What is that?
And I remember, internet now kind of made the encyclopedia obsolete.
Obsolete. That's a shame, too, because there's a lot of wisdom in those books. Yeah. If you have a set, like, do you have an old set of encyclopedias?
Heck no, dude.
Oh, no. Because, I mean, if you did...
I got Google, bro.
Yeah, no, I'd much rather have encyclopedias. Yeah.
I got Google, man.
Especially the ones I grew up with, man. You know what I mean? Like, I had the whole set, and they sat on my bookshelf forever.
Yeah.
And I got rid of them. It was, like, a mistake. You know, I wish I wouldn't have. They're worth so much now. Like, yeah. Like, go on Amazon and just look up some old encyclopedias if you can find them. I don't know.
And then it was calling people instead of texting people back in the days before Google.
At home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It remember was a that? Home like, phone. Yeah. If they're not the home, you ain't talking cord. To them. Yeah. It didn't matter who was on the phone. You knew what was going on. You'd be like, really? You guys are going to the movies, huh? Okay.
And if you wanted any news, you had to wait for the evening news. You couldn't just pull your phone out and Google what's going on. You know what I mean? You had to actually wait for the evening news to come on to hear what's going on.
You know, I didn't think of that. That was weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see some smoke in the distance and you're like, well, I hope somebody knows that could tell me because I'm not going to find out till tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, that is crazy.
Yeah.
I see accidents on the road and I can type it right in.
Yeah, yeah, you can type, and you could literally say, why do I see smoke in Orlando right now? And then somebody's already posted it, and Google's already got it saved. You know what I mean? Somebody
Google,
has.
Google got it, yeah. Google got it all, man. I'm telling you. It literally shared it.
Ho-ho, yeah, Google got it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Google shared my whole profile without my beard.
Mr. LaShawn Pryor in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's going on, my friend? That voice, man, that voice. You know, every time I call Mr. Pryor, he knows it's me, right? And so he always does that. Hello, how are you doing? And he'll give
thanks for
thing.
Calling. How can I help you?
Yeah, you've just won $1,000 on nothing.
It makes me laugh every time. So we got a good topic today, Mr. Pryor. We're not being so serious today. We're just having a good time. Life before Google.
Oh man.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Life before Google, before social media, before GPS, before smartphones. You know, we were just talking like little things. Like, man, if there was some news going on, You couldn't just pick up your phone and Google it. You had to actually wait for the evening news.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, so little things like that, and GPS. You had to use MapQuest or MapBooks or stop at the local gas station and pick up a paper map. There wasn't no just Google it.
How insane is it that today, right? We see here in Oklahoma. I mean, okay, excuse me. It is a law here in Oklahoma. But we see people that get tickets for using their telephone and being distracted while they drive. Yeah. And back in the day, it was absolutely normal to have an atlas or this piece of paper, like a map that was like trying to get to like the pirate's treasure as you read it, piloting this 2,000-pound vehicle, trying to go between, and that was fine. Like, that was no problem.
Trying to see this small print and turn to the next page. Yeah. Like Josh just said, then you got to count the streets. Okay, just past first street, just past second. Okay, here's my street, turn here.
Yes.
And if you get lost, if you miss your exit, it's up to you to figure it out. You know what I mean? You can't just say recalculating. You got to, I missed my exit. Stop at a gas station. You know what I mean?
True. Remember when it was illegal to wear headphones while you were driving?
Yeah.
I think it still is. I thought it still was, but I see it all the time.
All the time, yeah. I mean, I had to buy a radio and stuff because I didn't want to get in trouble. You know, it's like, I might as well put a radio in this thing. Yeah.
Josh, you see LaShawn's shirt?
Fat guys win games. Fat guy wins games.
It's back there, Fatties
get the baddies.
Yes.
He said yes, yes.
That is a blessing. That is an absolute blessing. If you guys don't mind, because you brought it up, that is an absolute shout out to Lineman Life. I want to give it up to Thomas, everybody, the CEO out there.
Awesome.
They are one of our sponsors. They keep me in these clothes. But one of the things they blessed me to be able to do is we've been able to partner with local high schools prior to the snap pass. And we've been able to get Lineman Life gear to football linemen free of charge, especially in some of the more underprivileged areas here in Oklahoma City. It has been an absolute blessing. It's hard to get sponsored in anything it is that you do. And to have a sponsor that believes in you to help others is awesome. So since you brought him up, Lineman Life, man, please go, or just head over to linemanprobs.com or look up Lineman Probs on Facebook, Instagram. They show all kinds of awesome just stuff. If you played football like I did for many years, you will see hilarity, all kinds of things. Share it, keep it out there because it keeps the big guys that are not skill position players front and center.
It starts in the trenches, bro. That's where the game starts. It starts in the trenches. Without them big guys, man, the game is nothing.
Yeah, you better be praying it works out in the trenches for old Norville and them this year.
I know, man. It is my
belief that he's on a farewell tour, but that's a whole different topic.
Been on one. Why is he still there, bro?
You know. Why $100 million? That was why, because it was $100 million and fired him and everybody else.
That's why.
But it goes down to like 80 or 75 this year. So I don't know. I guess maybe they can afford it. If Texas A&M could do it with old what's his name, Fisher, maybe they can.
Fisher, we went to the Fisher stage too.
Yeah, I was kind of hesitant to bring the name up. I knew you were going to say that. Y'all been there.
Okay, guys. So before Google. And then even back then, you actually had to remember phone numbers, or you had the little black book.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know,
you actually knew how to, you knew how to use a phone book.
Yeah.
You'd be like, no, man, you don't know the alphabet. Look, I'll find his number.
Where are the Rolodexes now? You don't, I haven't seen a Rolodex in years.
Yeah. The Rolodex. No. Yep.
There's I saw one on one of the jobs the other day. It smelled like 18 packs of cigarettes. It was terrible. It's like, wow, look at this thing. This thing is cool. But you know what, too? You know, life before Google, here's one thing that you had to earn what you knew. Like if your knowledge of music was up to par, you read it. You read the mags. You know what I'm saying? You did your homework. It just wasn't spoon-fed to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's even easier for people because now we got AI. We've gone beyond Google now. Now AI is a monster, bro. There's some songs out now. I've been fooled. You know, there's been a song come out, and me and Ryan, you call him America, me and Ryan, there's a song, it's America. Like a Viking, it's like a Viking rap song, and it's like, wow, what a good idea. This is so cool. It's like a Nord like rap song, and it's AI. It's like, come on, man, you fooled me completely. Like, Ryan, check this new band out, bro. This is so cool. And I look at it a little further, I'm like, yep, this is AI.
But it still sounds good.
Really,
you know what I mean? Yeah, because you know what I've been doing with all the old hip hop. I've been throwing it through the blues filter, and it sounds so good at the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got any of that right now? What's that?
You got any of that are clean that we could play right now?
Let's talk about something for a minute. I'll think. Well, I mean, I did Scarface. You know, I did Eminem. I mean, hold on.
One.
Yeah.
Can't do that one either.
Yeah, I can't do Offspring.
I will say, you know, so you guys bring that up about the AI thing.
Yeah.
So you guys know I run, right? Every day I run, I do 5Ks, all that. I'm always looking for new music, and I can't remember the name. As I say that, I guess I could just look at my phone and I could tell you the name of this artist. And I was like, man, this cat's music is something good. I like it. There's a bunch of it in my playlist. The first song that comes to mind is called Gobble Glitch, and it's hilarious. Yeah. Backwoods 808. He was AI. I had no idea the whole time. It's this dark country that I've been listening to while I run. It's been AI the whole time.
It's AI. And it's great, right?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Like, man, it's so good. It's fun.
Yeah. There's a dark country song. It's I don't know if it's AR or not, but it's called There's a Thing in Grafton Woods. And this song is amazing. The way the banjo hits, I think it's AI. Because all the videos look strange, and I can't buy their music or nothing. So I'm going to have to link that to you.
Are people able to, like, copyright that? Like, because it's not made
I think
really?
They can.
Yes.
Because
yes.
They prompted it, and they put it in there. And if they wrote the lyrics, you know.
Yeah, like I did Eazy-E's Rolling in My 6-4. And when I got done with it, I put it in a blues track. It asked, do I want to purchase the rights to this? And because it's completely remixed, I can. And I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about it. You know what I mean? Because it's still like not my lyrics. You know what I'm saying? But and the beats are so good, man. Like
so good.
Yeah, so good. That Makuza generator, whatever I use, it's so good. You put Boom Pap in there and Dark Country and Let It Ride with those two options. Oh, it'll give you something to get you to work. I'm telling you, man. It will. So
and
you
I
said
remember back in the day too. How you would have to record a jam tape. I would sit up all night long to press record on my recorder so I could record a jam tape, cassette tape. You know what I mean? Instead of just, you can just go straight to Google and the music's all over the place. Y'all ever do that? To where you'd sit there and you record songs off the radio, your song would come up, boom, you'd hit record real quick, and you'd end up having a jam tape.
Yeah, a little mixtape.
Yeah,
stay up all night to hit that song.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You'd wait all night to get the right song.
You'd have a little bit of Casey Kasem in there right before the song started playing, and it's like, I remember when I taped that, you know? Next on the countdown.
You got to do Casey Kasem. Sean.
So so I have two things there. Number one, Casey Kasem is what got me interested in going into radio when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Right? That is, I tell that story all the time, so it's very ironic that you bring that up.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, I would be a young man, I'd be listening, and he'd say, keep your feet on the ground or something. I can't even do his voice right now. And looking at the stars, you know, but that was the coolest thing in the world. But what I wanted to say about that jam tape thing, I figured out that I could go to the thrift store when I lived in Chicago. It was called Unique. And I would go to Unique and they would have these arbitrary tapes and you could get them for something like 50, 60 cents. They were loose. They were inside of that clear, clear folding package. Right.
Nice.
And these were like tapes, you know, like Phil Collins, you know, and you could buy them. I would buy three or four of them because we didn't have a lot of money. I would bring them back home. And I figured out, as many people did, if I just tore little pieces of notebook paper and stuffed it in the holes in the top, I could record over
it. Record over it.
And that was how I made my jam tapes.
I forget about that. That's right. Yeah, the little holes in the top, just put paper. That's right. I forgot about that. That's fantastic.
I feel bad. I'm worse. I'd get a tape from the library. I would dub it completely, right? And take it back home and take the screws out and give myself the original actual tape and put the recorder back in it. I wasn't taking none. They still got their music, but I had all OG originals. All those little dollar cassettes. You know what I mean? Like,
bro, out here MacGyver, man.
Yeah. Sorry. I was like, I want the original, man. It was good, man.
Wow. That is, but the ingenuity that we had to have back then was so different, right? The way that you had to make do with things. Like,
who was
the first cat that busted open a cassette player and was like, I can make a tattoo gun out of it? Like the ingenuity, ingenuity that people have. It's just, it's so wild.
Yeah. Like renting movies on Friday night for the weekend. You'd have to actually go to this place for you young kids called Blockbuster.
Hollywood Video.
Where you have to wait for Netflix to mail it to you.
Yeah, Netflix started off with that. Yeah. That's right. That's Netflix right. And then you would Netflix promise to give it back.
You wouldn't get it back.
No. Keep it forever. or TV shows, you'd really like literally have to wait a week for the next
conversation
episode.
Is making my knees hurt because
right. But you know what? Because of that, it made all of it feel so special. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't just thrown at us right now. That's like right. I could binge watch any show I want.
Life
and I'll
is
get
going
sick
so
by
fast
the 30
now.
Episode.
Everybody's so impatient for everything, and I'm guilty too. We all are. You know, we're so impatient. We're so used now to having everything given to us immediately that we're impatient about everything now. You know, we want things now. I'm so guilty of that, bro. Like, I have to have it now.
Right. Like, we call him J.G. Wentworth over here all the time with how much we want it now. You know?
I love it. I love it. It's true, though. It's true.
Yeah.
I think back to, you know, people love to say there were no cameras back in the 80s, and there weren't. Yeah. And, you know, I tell people and I show pictures all the time that, you know, I used to ride motorcycles and dirt bikes. My grandmother used to own a Triumph at a time when it was very strange for a woman to be on a motorcycle. And I have these black and white pictures that I share all the time. And, you know, I think back to being on my dirt bike and the things, the scars I have from at the time that I hit a tree, the time that I got impaled on a wrought iron fence by my leg. Just it's just wild.
You'd already went viral on those.
Oh, my. That's exactly where I was going with that, was how viral this all would have went today. You know, now I see kids on like e-bikes, you know, and they're doing this and that. I mean, I guess it's kind of the same thing, but at the same time, it's not, because people can see it and they can play it back. And back then, you know, anonymity, I guess, has become a liability to some people because people feel like everything should be seen and recorded. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Alan Watts, and he's this guy. I believe that back in like the 60s and 70s, he used to dabble in things like mushrooms. I don't do that, children. But he would then do a lot of philosophy. Right. And one of the things that he said, and I only know it because it comes up in this like mega mix, you know, where it's his voice. It's like a voiceover, is he said, we live in a time where he said that we don't live in a moment, we live in pictures. And he said, we all want to get out our Polaroids. We want to take the picture and shake it and look at it. And he said, we could have been at the event, but we would rather read about it the next day in the newspaper. Ooh. And it's like he was foretelling where we were heading, but we didn't realize it until we got here. But now the ride's spinning so fast, we can't get off.
Boy, that's true, man.
Yeah,
that's deep, bro.
Yeah,
that's got to look at me, Josh Bull's like, wow.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense. I went to a hockey game once, and I'm watching it live, and everybody's recording it on their phones, looking at it through the phone, and I'm like, you're not going to see this, what I'm looking at. I was like, Thank God everybody's recording it, though, because I can watch it later when I get home, too. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, and here's my question. The people that do that, I wonder who, like, are they posting it on Facebook, and do they think people are really looking at it? Because we're not. Like, if I want to see that, I'll just watch a nice, clean version of it on YouTube. Like, why would I watch your, like, you know, a 10-second, you know, like, a video? I've never understood that. I love the moment. I wish we could all just sometimes live in the moment. Like, if we were meant to be that way, Adam and Eve would have been born with a camera. Like, we're supposed to enjoy it.
And you know what drives me nuts too, and my son is guilty of this, is back in the day we would jump on our bicycle and we would go knock on a door, or we would go, we would wait, we would look for all who, where all the bicycles were in somebody's front yard, and it was that what's the word I'm looking for? It was that, not communication, but being there. You know, I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but, you know, it was the being present with people. It was, you know what I mean, talking with social, being social with people.
It was the companionship.
You know what I mean? It was actually being social with people. Now, kids nowadays aren't social at all, because all they do is sit on a screen and talk to people through screens, through text, through chat rooms, or through video game chat, or you know what I mean, and they get nothing social, so they're socially back, you know what I mean, because
they're isolated.
Yeah, and it's and you put up this front on social media that on how perfect I am and how cool I am and what I look like. I mean, and it's actually a problem, because there's actually kids that have harmed themselves. I can't say the real word, because of being bullied on social media. Josh, we had a guest that started something about, remember our guest that he started that foundation to help kids that are getting bullied on the internet. But yeah, and that's a cause of social media. I mean, there is a lot of great things with social media. Obviously we all use it, you know what I mean? But man, it is
dangerous, man.
It really is.
It's dangerous. You know what really hurt us, man, is when we stopped doing four-player split-screen Nintendo 64 games.
Okay? Oh, is that what
it was? Yeah. Yeah, life was good until GoldenEye was over. You know what I mean? Once we didn't have that or Mario Kart, you know, everybody just mean to each other.
May I tell a less than 1 minute story?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Come on.
Just kind of on the topic of what you guys were saying. So this morning I went to the Shark Week 5K, 10K, and 1 mile race here in Oklahoma City, right? Had to get that sweet medal. But in the lead up to this, I'm on TikTok all the time now. I didn't used to be, but because of your show, ironically, and several other places, I've started to document my journey, you know, post the heart attack and all of this running. So I have a following, and it's all these people here locally that run. And there was this young lady that was so excited. I can't wait to see you. You know, we talk all the time in the comments. There's probably like 20 or 30 of us that live in this area. And we've all been talking about how fired up we are. I never saw her. And I saw a video from her, and I realized I was about 12 feet away in the background. I remembered, oh my God, I saw this girl, but I didn't realize she was her. But when I called her out, she said, oh, I got shy and I didn't want to say anything. It was easier for me to talk to you on TikTok in the comments than it was in person. Because she said, you're really big in person. But I was like, we've all been talking for like 3 months. What is going on? So you were so astute, and you said that so eloquently earlier about how, you know, from behind the screen we can do so much, but then somehow socially our social skills aren't the same. I'm 45. No. She had to be in her mid 30s. So it goes beyond kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's touching us all, because it's just that way now. It really is. You know, I mean, you're a product of your environment, and it's just that way. I mean, I can tell you right now, I can't just shut off all my electronics forever and feel okay. I'm gonna be a mess. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I'm
gonna play my Call of Duty. What you
I need
about?
Them now.
Yeah, I gotta have it, bro. I gotta have it. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about some things that kids now would be shocked to know about things like back then. How about this? How about no seatbelt laws? We used to not have them seatbelt laws back in the day. Remember, we could ride in the back of a station wagon facing the back window. We could be in the back of a pickup truck.
They had seats that were actually designed. They had seats that were backwards. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right.
This. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Remember the Subaru Brat? It actually had seats in the back of the bed. So people can sit in the back of the bed. You can't do none of that now. Smoking sections everywhere. Remember yard darts? That's always a famous one to bring back up.
Lawn darts. They were deadly.
Those ruined people.
Yes. They should be people darts. You know what I mean? Yeah. Coming at you live, darts.
Yes. Cameras to where you would take a picture and you have to go.
My favorite thing is
a little reel to get to the next picture.
Pile of cubes. The stack of cubes for the flashes.
Yes.
Yeah. You had to buy a new pack. It looked like ice cubes and stuff. You're like, what is that?
And you'd have to wait on a week for your photos to get developed. You'd have to wait a week for your pictures.
Do you think your photos go into a cloud is weird? Some weird guy at the photo booths looking at all your stuff.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Yep. TV Guide is how we would figure out our shows.
Yeah.
You'd have to buy a TV Guide. And you would read the TV Guide for what shows were coming on.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought of the Lost Boys. He's like, you have a TV? He's like, no, I read the TV Guide. I don't need a TV. Yeah.
Dial up internet. That noise.
I remember calling my friend's computer and it would make that noise just to play a racing game with them. You know what I mean? Dial up was great. I had like a 500, I had a 500 ping on Tribes, man. It was ridiculous.
He said, I had
to take a shot, you know, go get something to eat, come back, and it hit him. I'm like, all right.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Those are still good times.
Those
Walkmans.
Walkmans.
Remember the old Walkman radio?
I still got my tape player Walkman, my boss.
Would I be wrong in saying that the Walkman was superior to the Discman? And that my Walkman never skipped.
That's right.
My Discman, even with that alleged horrible anti-skip technology,
didn't work.
Still, yes, yes.
Yeah. It's like, look, man, give it a cachet a little bigger than that, man. Like, let it read the whole song before it plays it. I mean, you got the technology. No, my tape deck rocked.
Thank goodness for MP3s.
Oh, man. I was telling somebody.
LimeWire.
yeah, good old, some old Neo Modus, some Direct Connect, you know what I mean? You had to share a certain amount of files on that just to join the room, you know what I mean? Yeah, I love it. I'm a nerdy nerd, man.
Got a two-part question for both you guys. What's something you miss the most from back in those days, and what's something that you don't miss?
That's hard. Well, I'm going to have to say something I don't, because back in them days, I lived in the snow. So I don't miss that. You know what I mean? Like, what I do miss is how much slower it felt. You know what I mean? Like every day very felt good. like a whole journey. You know what I mean? To where, look, it's already 8:30 at night. Already. Yeah, man.
Already.
I just woke up like an hour ago. What do you mean?
That's what it feels like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, just how slow things were. What about you, Mr. Pryor? What's one thing that you miss the most, and then something that you don't?
You know, it's very well said. You said that very well.
That's so good.
That how slow things were. But some of me wonders if that's age and not the time that we lived in, but the age that we were.
Yeah.
That our responsibilities were different, and we could enjoy so much more than we get to now. Yeah. But you know, honestly. Something that I miss, because I miss so much. I remember when the Berlin Wall fell.
Yep.
And I remember, I have a piece of the Berlin Wall here in my house. In my studio. In my studio, I have a piece of the Berlin Wall. I miss the way it was when there were these world-changing events like that, and how people seemed so genuinely keyed in around you. You know, your community, people were talking about it. You'd hear it. I was going to say at the coffee shop, but that wasn't a thing. It was more like a diner or whatever. People were talking about it, how plugged into the world people were, and how much we seemed like we cared more about each other as human beings.
Absolutely.
Something that I don't miss. That's hard, because I miss so much. But By the way, as a guy that was born and raised in Chicago and then lived in Canada before he came here, I hate the cold too. Put that out there. I friggin' hate the cold.
You keep all that.
But something that I don't miss is I think that we sometimes it goes to extremes now, but I think it was okay back then to treat people and talk about people in a way that would never fly today. And again, it goes to extremes now to where people are almost overly sensitive about some things, I think.
Yes.
Back then, I can think of things that I remember people saying that I think now, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you can't even remotely say that. That was terrible. But, you know, back then, that was just normal. So I would say that's something that I don't miss is a lot of people probably got damaged, not on purpose, by a lot of people just because of the way we were. We were just, you know, we were just a bunch of hard butts, you know, and that was just what it was.
Well, and, you know, all right, well, I miss comedy. Okay, that's what I miss. Comedy is gone, like what you were saying. General comedy. I like to watch some old Richard Pryor movies. Like I watched Moving the other day. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I was like, oh, Stacey Dash is in this. I forgot. But yeah, man, some of the things that was said on that movie would make people angry today. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And Richard wrote that movie. Come on, man. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
I think some jokes something. Won't stand the test I think time. something that I miss the most from like days before Google is just kind of what I said earlier is just your friends getting together because they weren't just a cell phone away or checking up on them on social media. We would back in the days we would actually plan parties just so we could get together and see each other. Just so we could hang out. It didn't have to be a special occasion. It was just to hang out and to see each other. I miss that. I do. I miss getting together with my friends just because, just to hang out. And there's none of that no more because you know everything about everybody. Well, what they want you to know on through social media and chat things. And I think something.
Well, and we looked at each other too. When we hung out with each other, we looked at each other and talked with each other. Now you go to anything and everybody, you look around and like everybody's head's in their phone. You know what I mean? And I got a porch rule, man. You come to my back porch to hang out, there's no phone. You can't bring your phone. I mean, you can bring it, but it's going to sit there.
And something I don't miss, and some people ain't going to agree with me on this, and that's okay. They're going to say it's not true, but there was more division back then than there is now. There was a lot more. I was there for the Rodney King beating. I was there for a whole bunch of really ugly, nasty things. I was there and I grew up with a brother that was in the KKK and he was a skinhead. And I had to share a room with a man that had that on his wall and I would have rap posters on my wall. I witnessed it. There was more division. Of course we got division now, but we have come leaps and bounds compared to growing up back then with the division. And that was just, what, guys, 20, 30 years ago, you know what I mean? So I think, me personally, I think we've come pretty far. I think the division was worse back then. I don't, maybe back then we weren't so sensitive to it, speaking about it. You know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? I think that's why some people now are so sensitive to it because we're over it. You know what I mean? We're not going to stand for it no more. But yeah, that's mine, man. And like I said, I know a lot of people are going to disagree because they think it's division's worse, but it's not. I was there. I seen it, heard it.
I think that's a perspective thing, you know.
I think
that's an eye of the beholder thing.
Because, yes, maybe so.
I know, you know, somebody on Facebook locally just asked about that and asked, you know, have you... To paraphrase, they said something along the lines of, you know, have you experienced racism, for example, in Oklahoma? And I had to sit here. I've lived here for 27, 28 years. I was like, maybe once ever? I don't know. I was like, I don't think so. I'm like, it's pretty chill. I've never had a problem anywhere.
That's awesome.
You know, I'm like, no. You know, so I think that comes down to individual experiences, right? Because I know, you know, if somebody was to ask me the same thing, I'd just be like, but I live out here in the country. I'm, you know, it's pretty chill. I don't know. But No, I think you make a great point.
Yeah. Is there a memory, Josh, that can, and I know what you're going to say. I know what the memory is going to be. Before I even ask you, because I know you. What memory instantly takes you back to your childhood? I know what it's going to be.
The Nintendo Entertainment System, bro. 1985, baby. I opened that thing on Christmas morning, almost passed out. Oh, my God. I opened that thing up. My Aunt Katie bought it for me. I was like, because I was poor, man. We grew up on the east side of Dayton. We didn't have nothing. And I had a Nintendo, boy. Oh, man. Fingers were bleeding from some Mario Brothers. I'll tell you that, boy. My mom's like, turn that down, man.
Tell me that you had the zapper and the power pad.
No, I only got the regular base. I got it later, you know what I mean? But yeah, I got the standard system, just had Mario on it, man. But boy, that could have been a Ferrari under that Christmas tree, dude. My bedroom was upstairs, and I know I moonwalked all the way up it, bro. I was so happy. Yeah. I'll tell that story, my mom, because my aunt got it for me. Mom was like, it wasn't that great of a gift. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right, Mom. It wasn't that great. You know, it was the greatest. It was the greatest gift ever. Yeah.
I don't know, for me, something that instantly brings you back to my childhood. I don't know. I think the Christmas tree still does that to me a little bit. Every time I set up the Christmas tree, I can kind of takes me back to my childhood, man. Because I remember back being a kid, I was serious about that, man. You know what I mean? Get to bed, try my hardest to close my eyes so I can wake up and I hope I got that new bicycle sitting under that Christmas tree. The Christmas tree does something to me still to this day when I set the Christmas tree up. It does. It still gives me memories of my childhood because it was so special back then. My parents went so far out of their way to let me believe in Santa Claus. You know what I mean? And that's for another show. But I think you should let your kid believe in Santa Claus as long as you possibly can. That's another show, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've done it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know what brings me back to my childhood is it's church. Like that Catholic church I did the job in the other day.
Yeah.
As soon as I walked in, I was like, they got holy water on the door. You know, I did it. I was like, yeah. And I just felt it, bro, you know, because I spent a lot of time in a Catholic church.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, it's interesting. Will Smith in the song Summertime has a line where he says, the smell of a grill will spark off nostalgia.
Come on, man.
And for me, growing up in Chicago, never having a proper backyard until I was an adult and living here in Oklahoma, those were some of the best times when my grandpa would get up early in the morning and he would light the grill. And our neighbors in these apartment buildings, I grew up in public housing in Chicago, they would kind of migrate downstairs and we would all end up on this concrete patio hanging out and they'd bring down meat or whatever it was that they had. And that smell was my reminder that I'm like, yo, we about to vibe today, man. We going to be together. Somebody would bring down their transistor radio that had batteries in it,
play music,
you know, and that was the best. So the grill was always just that smell instantly transports me back to wonderful times, in public housing, which doesn't really seem to compute now that I say it out loud because it was public housing. It worked out.
Yeah. It was still good, though. You know, above ground and breathing. You know,
amen.
You know?
That's right.
You came down with that mixtape. Like, I got the cassette,
right?
Baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, I will say this. I appreciate with an amount of zeal I never expected everything I have now because of where I was. So, you know, I'm thankful.
Absolutely.
Amen. Yeah. So, Mr. Pryor, what you got coming up? My brother, what do you got? You got anything special you need to promote? What you got, man? What you got going on? What's going on with the show? Prior to the snap?
Yeah. Well, I'll speed talk this part. For us right now, tomorrow will be the recording and drop of the next episode. So, you know, we release on all platforms. PRYOR to the snap. And I am normally the host, but for the first time in probably a year, my amazing wife and co-host Cassie will be the host.
Oh, look at
and
that.
So that gives me a chance to do what I normally do on the FM dial, which is to be the brash, overly open, very controversial sports personality that I am. And
that's
I haven't been able to do this in over a year. So Tomorrow's going to be an awesome, awesome episode. We're going very, very college football heavy. I am, of course, I have opinions about everything. So
yeah.
Tomorrow,
how do they find it?
I would say the easiest way, depending on how you get your podcast, would be to go to that platform, be it iHeart, Amazon. I mean, literally every major streaming platform. Go to Google and type in PRYOR to the snap, and we release everywhere. We're in 6 languages. Everywhere from just, yeah, I mean, it is just everywhere. That's the best thing I can say to anybody. We are so blessed that we get that. We used to be simulcast on the FM dial, the entire podcast, but we stopped that.
Yeah.
Because we have people that come on to cuss, so we had to stop. But and look, as far as anything that's going on, I can tell you that I have some cool stuff that's going to be brewing with some different heart associations that I know we're going to be doing some promotional videos, some different things. In like a minute. Essentially, I have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. I have an enlarged heart. I've had 2 heart attacks. I have congestive heart failure. I love to run. I run every single day, at least a mile. I love to do 5Ks. I can't do 10Ks. I can't really run over a 5K. The humidity is tough on me right now, but I still do it. And I make videos where I just try to inspire other people. I've been blessed to meet a lot of people that have LVAD systems, people that have the backpack heart, a lot of young people who are dealing with the same thing. And them trying to fight to keep going. And I try my best to motivate because I still have the ability to push forward and still run, even if it's not for a very long period of time, and just try to inspire people and say, if you can do, you do. Do not give up and do not let your diagnosis define you. You do not have an expiration date. I could live for another 20 years. I could live for another 5. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, this is part of my journey, my story. This is what God wanted for me to do. So that's what I want to do, is I want to share it and hopefully inspire other people to keep going. And that's really all I got going on.
Hey, man, man. So you guys remember to check out Prior to the Snap. It's going to be great. We got it right here. Josh got the link up. Hey. You guys, he's quick with it. He's quick with it.
Yeah, he is.
So you gotta be quicker with that one. I'm like, copy link, man. Why didn't I copy? I right clicked.
Yeah, you got any finishing words, Josh, before I get into my final thoughts?
No, man, it's good to be back, bro.
It's good to be back. We was off for 2 or 3 weeks, man, and it's good to be back. We started today's show and nothing was working. I came in and music wasn't working and Josh's host thing was gone, and it's just like we went on through that. I got that surprise text and our brother Mr. Pryor joined us. I'm so happy you did, man. You are allowed to join us anytime.
Always welcome. But next time, tell me, say, Mr. Pryor, you know, because I'm sitting over here, you're like, you'll never guess. I'm like, who, man? Come on now. just say the name.
We was in the middle of the show, LaShawn, and I picked my phone up. I'm like, uh-oh. Let's do it.
I'm gonna say, I hear uh-oh, I look around. I'm sorry.
All right, you guys, this is my final thoughts.
Cool.
You know, tonight wasn't really about Google. It was about remembering a time when conversations lasted longer than text messages. When we knocked on doors instead of sending notifications, when families gathered around one television, and when we didn't have all the answers right in our pockets. Technology has made life easier in so many ways, and we're grateful for it. But maybe we've also lost a little something along the way. Maybe the challenge isn't to go back in time. It's to bring the best part of those days into the way we live today. And those are my final thoughts, Mr. Pryor, man. I'm so glad that you joined us, my brother. It's been awesome to have you sitting in with us. Like I said, you can join us anytime, man. If you want to stick out for the after show when we go off, you're more than welcome, man. You guys will be on next week. We got some guests coming up with us that are going to be amazing. We'll be back next week at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time right here on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, Twitch, and rebroadcast on iHeartRadio. And y'all remember to do me a favor and remember that your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. Hold on tight.
shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live.